And it's 8:37 on a Wednesday morning. We'll have Community Connection on the way next. Brought to you by Tallgrass Motors, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, and Arnold Moore Knee Camp Funeral Home.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
And we'll continue with a Community Connection here on K1A on 1400 and FM 93.3. Again, this Community Connection this morning is brought to you by Tallgrass Motors, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, and Arnold Moore Knee Camp Funeral Home. Joining us this morning is Bartlesville Superintendent Chuck McCauley. Chuck, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing wonderful. Good to see you.
It's good to see you, too. As you kind of mentioned, and as we've mentioned as we've been talking off the air, it's getting pretty cloudy here in our area.
You know, it's the last week of school, and graduation week is always exciting, and obviously this weather, the weather that has come in has even made it more so. So, yeah, we'll see what happens with the weather.
And go ahead. Just have something you want to say? Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, sure. So we're obviously we are, you know, monitoring what's happening. It has created some impact for us, especially at the pick-up and drop-off time at Bartlesville High School, which obviously is our largest site, in Kane Elementary. We made some adjustments there, so that's been caused a few, just in terms of that pick-up and drop-off time. And we anticipate, it appears that that'll be that way for today and tomorrow. Obviously, tomorrow is the last day of school, so that's the good news about that in terms of how that might impact the neighbors in the community. And then, you know, Friday night with graduation coming, that's the we may have some issues with our parking lot over east of Shawnee, that Shawnee parking lot, if it's not ready by that time, that Friday night graduation. I know Principal Chancellor is working on a plan to help with parking, run some shuttles, and we'll be communicating that once that time gets closer. But yeah, we're pleased that we're able to have school on schedule. The buses all ran safely. And we're looking forward to finishing up another great school year.
Yes, sir. And, of course, your graduation, pending the weather, it will be Friday?
That's right. Our graduation will be Friday. We have graduation at 8 o'clock. And what we do is we set up inside and outside. Obviously, we're hopeful we can have it, the graduation outdoors. That enables us to, we don't have any space requirements that way. We can open it up to as many folks would like to attend. And we plan, that's what we plan to do again. Hopefully that's going to happen. But we do set up inside the Bruin Field House, just in case during that stretch of time that we do have some poor weather. You know, it's one big positive of having a turf football field when you have an outdoor graduation. As you can imagine, if we had a grass field right now, what kind of condition it might be in, and you start thinking about what it would do to it to have a graduation.
Very muddy mess.
Yeah, so really we just need a window where it's safe to have it outdoors. We'll do everything we can to have it outdoors on that Friday night. However, if we need to, we'll move inside and have that graduation indoors.
And as far as I know, I mean, I graduated 5 years ago, as we mentioned.
Right.
It hasn't rained on a graduation since, I think maybe once, but you still had graduation outside. And it looks like the chances of rain are pretty slim right now. I'll knock on wood right now just to make sure it doesn't happen. But you have how many students graduating? Do you know off the top of your
That's
head?
That's right. Thank you. A little less than 400 in terms of that final number. And we've had, I've been here, I started in July of 2001 working for Bartlesville Schools and spent 8 years at the high school. Every one of those graduations have been outdoors. And so that's, there's still people that I talk to. I know, actually have a family member that graduated, I believe in 87. Still talk about where they were forced to do something indoors at the community center. And I know it was a large graduating class, and it was really, you had to limit the number of folks that can attend, which we'd have to do that as well if it was in our field house. But you can imagine, I think at that time they were limiting to a couple of tickets per graduate, and so that can really be a challenging situation. So, but yes, we plan to have it outdoors, and hopefully we can keep that streak going on Friday and have a beautiful evening.
Fingers crossed. And I know the dilemma with having the two tickets, you know, you have family from, like, I know for my family it was like Missouri and all over Oklahoma, and who's going to get be able to go, you know, who traveled the furthest, they
That's
get the
right.
ticket. But
well, we're actually, you know, that was at that time. Currently, I believe every graduate now gets 6 tickets, so which does help. But there's always, like you say, I've seen this week, parents are already obviously concerned about, they have grandparents coming in. I mean, it's a big deal. And that's part of the reason why our tradition has been to have that graduation on that Friday evening backing up to the Memorial weekend. That helps families in terms of coming in from out of town. So we are definitely going to have graduation on Friday night. We definitely plan to have it outdoors and going to do everything we can to do so. However, if necessary, we'll move it inside next door into the Bruin Fieldhouse.
And of course, as you mentioned, you had just under 400 students graduating. How will the Bartlesville Public Schools miss these students?
They've been, this has been an outstanding senior class. You know, this is, it's, you just mentioned you graduated just a few years ago, and you think back about these kids, their experience coming into high school. You know, their freshman and sophomore year, they weren't at the mid-high. You know, they were at Bartlesville High School. You know, we have a four-year high school now, and so it's been a wonderful step for our kids. That transition, you know, the fewer transitions kids have, the better off they are in terms of making that relationship with adults. You know, we used to have issues that come up, like, for example, you know, band practice in the morning would have to be over at the, you know, across town, and kids would have to ride the bus, and the same thing for all of our, you know, if you're a sophomore athlete, you had to get on a bus and come over to the high school after school. And so it really, in terms of a lot of the wasted trips, a lot wasn't very efficient. And so it really enables our kids to all be together. Still with that separate concept where we do separate our freshmen, where they have the separate area for them because of the maturity level, frankly. So, yeah, so this is really it's interesting how quickly things change in terms of once that happens, how you know, a lot of times folks have short memories. But, yeah, because this group has been all the way through the four-year high school, and they've always been an outstanding representative group. You know, we've had in terms of our number of I'll be anxious to see what their final composite ACT scores comes in. You know, we traditionally have a couple academic all-staters, our national merit kids. So academically, they have this class has thrived. Also, on the fine arts world and athletically too, they've continued to be competitive at the state level and have always represented us well. And we're able to do some neat things. I know I was just looking at the program, for example, our Rotary Interact Club, we're able to do some things because the kids are all on one campus and being involved in more activities. So, yeah, it's been a great group, and we will definitely miss them. I know our parents out there that have seniors, you know, usually by the time a kid graduates their senior year, the kids kind of get the parents ready that it's time to, you know, it's time for a change. But I know that they'll be missed, I know Ms. Chancellor will tell them on Friday, they're always going to be a Bruin.
And we have Bartlesville Superintendent Chuck McCauley in with us for a Community Connection this morning. Community Connection is brought to you by Tallgrass Motors, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, and Arnold Moore Niekamp Funeral Home. We'll continue with the Community Connection after this.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state, and I should know. It's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Let's face it, planning a funeral makes most of us a little uncomfortable. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home will help you plan ahead and save your loved ones the financial and emotional burdens of making decisions during a difficult time. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home is experienced and here to help plan services of all faiths, customs, religions, and traditions, including cremation. It only takes a few minutes to give your loved ones peace of mind for a long time to come. Call Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home today.
See Tim Howell and his professional staff at Bartlesville's finest funeral home.
And we'll continue with a Community Connection here on K1AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Again, joining us is Bartlesville Superintendent Chuck McCauley. And Chuck, I know you guys despite all the weather that was happening in our area on Monday night, you guys had a school board meeting.
Absolutely. We had school Monday and Tuesday, and Monday evening we did have a school board meeting at 5:30. And, you know, we had originally scheduled to highlight about 100 different students for a variety of things, a large number of our science fair kids that were successful at the state level. And also we had five kids qualify for the International Science and Engineering Fair, which is the largest number I can remember in recent memory. Typically, we'll have three or four. So, it's unfortunate we didn't get to recognize those kids at the during the board meeting. But we just felt like it was best for them to not worry about getting out and their families getting out in the weather. We also had numerous spring sports. Our kids that qualified for state. You know, I was really proud of I'll mention our boys track team and our girls tennis team. They both won the state academic championship. That means they had the highest grade point average of any teams in 6A. So really proud of those kids in the classroom. And then obviously they performed well in the field of play as well. You know, our golfer, we had Emma Shelley finished up as a state runner-up, and she had just an unbelievable season. Really proud of her. And her little sister Maddie is our number one tennis player, and she placed as well, which is pretty exciting. Those girls are really, really talented. And so also should mention our had another state championship relay team. You know, our 4x our 2 mile relay, our kids won the state championship, and I was fortunate. I was able to catch that down at Moore High School a couple of weeks ago, and caught some boys tennis that way that well too. But let's see, Tyler Linthicum, James Boudreaux, Caleb Iden, and I'm missing one, and that's what I get for starting to name three, because I knew I would leave one out. But anyway, there were four kids that Spencer Hales. There we go. There's a fourth one too. Yeah.
It'll come to you eventually.
Yeah, exactly too. So really proud. They set the school record this year, and so they – but we didn't recognize those guys during the meeting because of the weather, but we were able to spotlight – really proud of our had a couple of check presentations. First off, Trudy Credit Union, they have their Bruin debit card, and because of that, annually, typically about annually, they'll, in addition to things they do throughout the year, they provide a check to us for that. And Sarah Freeman came, and we had about a $14,000 check come from them, which we really appreciate their support. And then our public school foundation, Blair Ellis, our executive director of the foundation, they came in to do the final. They hit their target. You know, I challenged them when I first became superintendent about to expand our STEM opportunities for kids at the elementary level, and our foundation, they took that challenge and have they did their third, like I said, their third check to us, and so they raised over $300,000 over the last 3 years, and that has enabling us to implement Project Lead the Way, that STEM curriculum. At our all elementary schools. And so this year we had our second module, and they have a plan to implement all four modules over 4 years total, so over the next 2 years. So Blair came and gave that presentation. So really proud of, you know, there's some large donors with that that go along with that. You know, ConocoPhillips is a big supporter in that area. ABB, Trudy, the Trudy Foundation, Arvest Bank, are some of the big, and also lots of individuals that do continue to donate. So really proud of them. They actually had a plan to do the fundraising effort over 4 years, but they collapsed the last two because they felt like they could build off the momentum from the last two years, and so they were able to do that. So really appreciate the foundation's support, and which kind of leads us into talking about our bond issue, if that's okay. Yeah, because that's something that, as we prepare for our bond issue, that's a prime example of, we have built into the bond issue so that our foundation won't have to raise funds specifically for that. Mm-hmm. People still have the opportunity, because a lot of individuals, you know, we have a lot of scientists, engineers that are in our community that are retired or currently working, that really have a passion about that, and they'll still have that opportunity through some special projects through the foundation. But we have that cost built into the bond issue. Yeah, so that was probably the largest item from Monday night is our school board did approve a resolution for an August 13th election. So we're going to have a vote on Tuesday, August 13th. And we've been talking about it. I know on the radio, we've been talking about it at school board meetings. I believe every month since September, we've had it on the agenda where we've been discussing it. And we had three special meetings this spring to get community input, where we had between 30 and 50 different community members attend each meeting to get input. And so what that election is going to be, I'll first mention there's no tax increase. This is keeping our property taxes flat, and it's really a continuation of what we've done in 2016. From that election, we had operational money set aside, which we still have, for the next 2 years. What this election will do will provide funding for the 2021 and 22 school year that helps us operationally. And then also has some, there are some projects that we want to advance fund to do a little bit earlier as things have changed. So that proposal will be just under, all fees and everything will be just under $18 million total. There'll be two separate votes. The main bond issue is just over $16 million, and that's for equipment and furnishings and technology, all the things that go along with it besides transportation. It has to be a separate vote for transportation. And then the transportation vote will be for $1,850,000. So that's the total of that vote will be on August 13th. And so we will... as that time gets closer, there really won't be much going on in the summer in terms of a campaign. But we do have, as always, we'll have BruinBond.com is up and running. And so that's your best source of information if anybody has any, is looking for information about what's included. And we will be doing, we'll have a campaign that the community will help us with, making sure we are informing our voters. But once again, want to mention that it is, there is no tax increase, and this will be on August 13th. And a couple of the, so go ahead and mention a few things that are on it.
Yeah, we have time. More, you have a little bit more time, about a minute and a half or so.
Okay, so I'll just mention this. This is something that all school sites, every kid in our district will feel. And so for starters, on the technology side, our elementaries, we're going to replace all of our, we have decade-old electronic whiteboards in all of our elementary schools. All of those will be replaced. We'll start doing that next summer. We're starting an ag program. I know you've had our new teacher, Marty Jones. Our plan is to build a new an ag building on the Harzel High School campus.
Great program
for him.
Yeah,
we're very excited. We've already have kids that will be enrolled in that for this year. Our plan is to build a facility for it for August of 2020. So excited about that opportunity as well. We'll also have, there'll be money set aside on the biggest percentage will be in technology. And so that enables us to also with our electronic for a one-to-one initiative, as well as our continue to get Chromebook carts in our elementary schools as well. Textbooks, and also whether they're electronic or hard cover books, we have money set aside for that, as well as maintenance and curriculum transportation. On the transportation piece, I'll mention we made a significant upgrade with our transportation with the last bond issue, but by the time this bond issue runs out, we'll have about 13 buses that we'll need to replace. That'll be about 10 years old, which will be about time to replace those. So once again, it'll be no tax increase. All of our kids will be impacted. All of our school sites will be impacted. And we have, this has enabled us to have funding set aside that really helps our general fund, which enables us to keep all the programs that we have and continue to make improvements.
Superintendent McCauley, thank you for joining us this morning.
You bet. Thank you.
That was a community connection.
Damage in Mangum, Kingfisher, and El Reno. He says he plans to survey the damage in